Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
You hear all this buzz about AI, right? Like it's some kind of secret weapon for like the big guys, you know, the huge companies.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Right.
Small businesses are getting in on the action too.
They are. It's really cool to see. And they're using it to do some pretty amazing things, actually.
Yeah. It's not just about surviving anymore. It's about like outsmarting the competition.
Exactly.
So today, get ready to have your mind blown.
Yeah.
As we like dive deep into how small businesses are using AI to totally change the game.
What's so exciting is that AI isn't this exclusive club anymore, you know? Mm. It's not just for these giant tech companies with tons of money to spend. Mm. There are affordable tools out there now, tools that can really help you understand your customers better, you know, make your marketing way smarter, and even kind of like predict what's coming next in your industry.
So like, okay, let's start with the customer experience.
Yeah.
How can a small business use AI to make their customers feel like they are the only customer that matters?
Ooh, that's a great question. Think about when you're on Amazon.
Okay.
And you see those personalized recommendations.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you might also like this, you know, that kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
Well, small businesses can do that too now.
Really?
Yeah. With tools like HubSpot or ActiveCampaign.
Okay.
These are what are called AI-powered CRMs. And what they do is they learn customer preferences.
Oh, interesting.
They remember what customers like. So let's say you own a coffee shop.
Okay, I like where this is going.
And you've got this loyalty app, right?
Okay.
The app can use AI to offer, let's say, a free pastry to somebody who always orders a latte on their birthday.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like a little birthday reward. I like that.
Right. Or even, you know, even suggest a new drink based on what they've ordered before.
Oh, so it's kind of like having a mind reader on staff.
Exactly. Way less creepy.
That's good. Yeah. Less creepy is good. Less creepy is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, thinking about it, creating that kind of experience for every customer, it feels like it would take forever. So time consuming, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's where AI can really, really help streamline things.
Okay.
So, for example, there are these things called AI-powered chatbots.
Okay.
These chatbots, they can handle all those like basic customer questions.
Okay.
You know, like taking orders,
yeah,
scheduling appointments 24/7. They don't need to sleep.
That's amazing. So like imagine a small salon. They could use a chatbot to manage like all their appointment bookings.
Exactly. The customer can book, reschedule,
wow,
get reminders, all without ever having to actually talk to a person.
So the salon owner gets time back devoted to doing hair, and the customer gets instant service.
Right.
It's a win-win.
A total win-win.
What about marketing? I feel like AI is kind of shaking things up there too.
Oh, for sure. AI-powered tools like Canva AI or Jasper.
Okay, I've heard of those.
They can help you write social media posts, create really engaging content, even design like super eye-catching visuals.
Wow. Okay, so give me an example. Like how could a small business actually use that?
Okay, think of like a local bakery, right?
Okay, yeah.
They could use AI to figure out like what kind of holiday treats people are searching for online.
Oh, that's smart.
And then they can use that information to automatically generate social media posts,
uh-huh,
highlighting those specific treats.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, target ads to reach just the right people.
So it's not just like randomly guessing what people want.
No more guessing. AI takes the guesswork out of it.
That's incredible. So it's like it makes marketing much more data driven.
Exactly. Like you've got this like marketing guru working behind the scenes for you, you know, crunching all the numbers, figuring out the best strategies. It's pretty amazing.
So we've talked about customer experience, marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about all those other tasks that business owners, you know, kind of put off,
yeah,
like pricing, inventory, all that stuff? Can AI help with that?
Absolutely. There are these tools like Price Move or Competera.
Oh.
And they're designed to analyze competitor pricing.
Oh.
And even like customer behavior.
Wow.
And then based on all of that, they suggest the best prices for your products.
Oh.
So you can stay competitive.
Okay.
And maximize profits.
That makes sense.
So, for example, imagine a clothing boutique, right?
Yeah.
They want to clear out their, you know, seasonal inventory.
Right.
So they could use these tools to adjust prices strategically based on real-time demand.
So, like, if something isn't selling well, the price will automatically go down.
Exactly. Or if something's super popular, the price might go up a little bit.
Wow. It's like having a real-time market analyst right in your pocket.
Right. No more relying on your gut feeling.
And no more, you know, clearance sales where everything's 75% off because you just want to get rid of it.
Exactly. AI helps you make smarter decisions.
Okay, so we're seeing a pattern here. AI can help us with pricing. What about inventory management? Like, how can it help us avoid those situations where, you know, you run out of something or you have way too much of something else?
Oh, inventory management is another area where AI really shines.
Okay.
Yeah. So picture this, a local grocery store,
right,
and they're using AI to track which fruits and vegetables are flying off the shelves and which ones are just kind of sitting there.
Uh-huh.
So AI can actually predict future demand based on, like, the season, what's trending.
That's so smart.
Right. It's amazing. So the store can order just the right amount.
Oh, so they're not, like, throwing away a ton of stuff.
Exactly. Minimizing waste.
Okay.
Maximizing freshness.
Wow. That's amazing. It's good for the planet, too.
Exactly. It's about, like, working smarter, not harder.
Right.
And AI really helps you do that.
Okay. This is awesome. I'm so excited to hear more about how AI is changing things for small businesses.
Me too. There's so much more to talk about.
Where do we even go from here? There's so much to cover.
Let's take a look at some of the more futuristic applications.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
You know, stuff that you might think is only for, like, sci-fi movies.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already. We talked about how AI can help with the customer experience, marketing, pricing, even inventory.
It's a lot to take in, right?
It is. But I'm curious about, like, those really futuristic technologies, you know, things like visual search and AR, augmented reality. Like, is that even possible for small businesses?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, they can give you a huge advantage, I think.
Okay.
Imagine a furniture store.
Okay.
They could use, you know, an AR app like IKEA Place.
Yeah. I've seen that.
It lets customers visualize furniture in their own homes before they buy it.
Oh, that's so cool.
So they don't have to, like, you know, worry if the sofa's going to fit through the door.
Or if you're going to clash with their rug.
Exactly. They can see it right there in their living room.
That's like, it's like having a virtual showroom in your house. I love that. Okay. So what about visual search?
Oh, visual search is amazing. It really helps customers find exactly what they want, even if they don't know the right words to describe it.
Oh, okay.
So picture this. You're walking by a store.
Okay.
And you see these shoes in the window.
Yeah, the perfect shoes.
Right. But you have no idea what they're called, you know?
Uh-huh.
You can take a picture with your phone.
Oh, okay.
And then use a visual search tool like Sight or Slice.
Oh, I think I've heard of those.
They'll find those exact shoes, or at least very similar ones.
Oh, wow.
From different online stores,
right,
or even local shops.
So you don't have to, like, spend hours Googling red shoes with buckles.
Exactly.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so that's huge for fashion.
Yeah.
Probably home decor.
Yeah, for sure.
Even grocery shopping, I bet. Like, if you see something you like, snap a picture, bam.
Exactly. It's like having, like, a personal shopper right there in your pocket.
I love it. Okay, we've covered so many different ways that AI can help small businesses. Is there anything we've missed?
Oh, you know what? There's one more AI superpower, and it's a big one.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with it.
It's called customer sentiment analysis.
Oh, okay. So, like, what people are saying about your business?
Exactly. AI can analyze customer reviews, social media posts, all kinds of feedback to figure out how people actually feel about your business.
Oh, wow.
It's powerful stuff.
Yo, instead of just guessing what people are thinking, you can actually find out.
Exactly. You can get real insights into what people love and what they don't love so much.
That's smart.
And then you can use that information to make changes that actually matter to your customers.
Okay, can you give me an example? Like, how could a small business use this?
Okay, so let's say you have a local restaurant, right?
Okay.
They could use AI to analyze customer reviews.
Okay.
Maybe they find out that people rave about the appetizers.
Okay.
But they're not so crazy about the desserts.
That's good information to have.
Right. So they can revamp their dessert menu, or maybe partner with a local bakery, you know, and get some really amazing desserts in there.
Yeah. It's all about listening to what your customers are saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And using AI to make data-driven decisions.
Okay. So this all sounds great, but you know, I bet some small business owners out there are thinking, okay, this is all amazing, but can I even afford this?
Right. I get that.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we've only like scratched the surface here.
Totally.
There's so much more to explore.
Yeah. There's so much potential out there.
I'm already thinking about all the ways that, you know, like local businesses could use these tools to really stand out and, you know, succeed.
It's really exciting, right?
It is.
Like you think about all this potential that was always there.
Uh-huh.
And now AI is kind of giving small businesses the tools to really compete on a whole new level, to personalize those interactions with their customers, you know?
Right.
To anticipate, like, what's coming next in the market and to make, you know, smarter decisions about everything.
It's like AI is giving small businesses this secret weapon to kind of punch above their weight.
Yeah, I like that, a secret weapon.
So what does all this mean for our listener? Like, what's the one thing you want them to walk away with today?
I want them to walk away with a sense of possibility, you know?
Okay.
AI isn't just some, like, futuristic concept. It's here, it's now, it's accessible to everyone. So if you're a small business owner or even just someone with a great idea, AI can help you make that vision a reality.
It's so cool to think about, you know, like how AI can be used to create businesses that are not only successful, but also more sustainable, more customer-centric.
Yeah.
More innovative.
Absolutely. It's about building businesses that are better for everyone, you know, for the owners, for the employees, for the customers, for the community. It's a win-win-win.
This deep dive has been so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and expertise with us today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I always love talking about this stuff.
Yeah. And to our listener, I'll leave you with this final thought. Don't be afraid to explore the world of AI. You might be surprised by what you find.
Definitely. There are tons of tools and resources out there to help you get started. And the potential rewards, they're huge.
You heard it here first, folks. AI is not just for the big guys anymore. It's for everyone. So go out there and make some magic happen.
Make some magic.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI for small businesses. We'll catch you next time.
See you later.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.